In her new book, Cookies I Have Loved, Calgary author Julie Van Roosendaal shares a collection of cookie favorites from her bakery shop of old, relatives and friends. She shared a few favorites with Alberta Primetime's readers. Chocolava cookies. The brownie-like cookies became the biggest sellers at my bakery in the late 90s, named by my then 6-year-old nephew, who thought they looked like molten lava. 1 1/3 cups all-purpose flour, 1 cup sugar, 1/3 cup packed brown sugar, 1/2 cup cocoa, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1/4 of a teaspoon fine salt, 1/3 cup butter, soften 2 large eggs, 2 teaspoons vanilla icing sugar, for rolling preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. In a large bowl combine the flour, sugars, cocoa, baking powder and salt, breaking up any lumps of brown sugar. Add the butter and stir until the mixture is well blended, with a texture like damp soil. In a small bowl, stir the eggs together with a fork and add to the cocoa mixture along with the vanilla. Stir until you have a sticky dough. Put some icing sugar in a shallow dish, roll the dough into 1-inch balls and roll in icing sugar to coat. Place them a couple inches apart on a parchment-lined sheet and bake for 12 to 14 minutes, until crackled and just set around the edges but still soft in the middle. Transfer to a wire rack to cool. Makes about 20 cookies. Creamy lime pie bars with Biscoff crust. Regular grocery store limes will work fine here. If you like, top these with a dollop of whipped cream. They're also fantastic straight from the freezer, FYI. Base. 1 1/3 cups, about 3/4 package, Biscoff, ginger snap, digestive or graham cracker crumbs, 1/4 cup butter, melted filling, 4 large egg yolks, 1,300 milliliters can sweeten condensed milk, finely grated zest of a lime, 1/2 cup lime juice. Preheat the oven to 350°F. If you're starting with cookies, blitz them into crumbs in a food processor, or put them into a heavy-duty Ziploc bag and bash them with a rolling pin or wine bottle. Put the crumbs in a bowl and blend in the melted butter, then press into the bottom of a parchment-lined 9x9-inch pan and bake for 12 to 14 minutes, until firmer and perhaps slightly more golden. In a medium bowl, whisk together egg yolks, sweetened condensed milk, lime zest and juice. Pour over the base and bake for 15 minutes, until set. Cool in the pan on a wire rack, then chill for an hour or so to firm up before slicing. Makes 9 to 16 squares or bars. My dad's oatmeal raisin cookies. I often boost fiber and protein by adding cooked red lentils, which blend right in, mimicking oats in taste and texture. Simmer dry split red lentils for about 10 minutes, drain well and stir up to 1/3 cup in along with the oats. 1/3 cup butter, softened 1/4 cup canola or other vegetable oil, 3/4 cup packed brown sugar, 1 large egg, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 3/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1 1/2 cups old-fashioned oats, 1/2 a teaspoon baking soda, 1/4 of a teaspoon fine salt, a shake of cinnamon, optional, 1/2 cup raisins, or other chopped dried fruit or chocolate-covered raisins. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. In a large bowl, beat the butter, oil and brown sugar until creamy. Beat in the egg and vanilla. Add the flour, oats, baking soda, salt and cinnamon. Stir until almost combined, then add the raisins, or chocolate, and stir just until blended. Drop large spoonfuls onto a parchment-lined baking sheet and bake for 12 to 14 minutes, until set around the edges but still soft in the middle. Transfer to a wire rack to cool. Makes about 1 1/2 dozen cookies.